This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. One holiday season may be over, but another is just beginning. It is Lunar, or Chinese New Year. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, is here to share the days and times we can most enjoy it and what other events you can partake in over the weekend. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. Yes, Chinese New Year officially begins on Saturday, January 25th. And ends with the Lantern Festival on February 8th. It's the year of the rat, but that's not a bad thing. In Chinese culture, it's a sign of plenty, and the rat is the first animal in the Chinese zodiac. Here in Philadelphia, Lunar New Year is celebrated in Chinatown and around the region with several events.
Now, what would you consider to be one of the events we should not miss?
On Friday night, the annual Midnight Lion Dance takes place around 10th and Race, and you heard right, it starts around 11:30, goes through midnight. The Philadelphia Suns, a Chinese cultural organization, performs it, and this is where you'll see the elaborate lion costumes. Lions are a symbol of wisdom and power in Chinese culture and are meant to bring good fortune and chase away evil spirits.
Oh, we could all use some of that.
Jennifer, would you consider yourself a woman of importance?
Well, I think all women are important, but continue.
I'm just leading you into the current play at the Walnut Street Theater. It's called A Woman of No Importance. It's an Oscar Wilde play, but I'd say that plot sounds like it's been ripped from current headlines.
What do you mean?
Well, it's a play about a wealthy American woman who travels to England to marry a man with a title. And all the chaos that ensues.
Okay, so it's a little like very relatable to the current plight, or should we say flight, of Harry and Meghan. And we'll never be royals.
It's a one in our blood. That kind of luck's just ain't. And it's amazing because Wilde wrote it in 1893. But I guess things just haven't changed much when it comes to the British royals. It's at the Walnut Street Theater through March 1st. I have something else this week that hasn't changed much.
And what is that?
Opera. Now, of course, it's evolved like anything else, but it's still among the most passionate, dramatic, emotional forms of music.
I know opera lovers will agree. So what do you have for them this weekend?
Opera Jukebox is the performance that opens up Opera Delaware's 75th season. It's happening on Friday night, but I'd advise getting your tickets now as Sunday afternoon's performance is already sold out. Now, this is a pretty unique way to experience opera. It's in a more casual setting, and you can even make requests. I wear a wedding.
It's very strange making requests, but it sounds like, you know, a non-traditional approach. It'd be a great way to introduce someone to opera.
I think you're right about that. You know, Jennifer, there's another event in Delaware that I know that you're going to like.
And what is that?
A trip back to the 80s.
You have found a time machine, Tanya?
In a manner of speaking. The Queen Wilmington is having an 80s party on Saturday night, and Tiffany is hosting.
Yeah, so she was a teen singer, and she toured in the malls. And the malls were such a big deal in the 80s, which had so much music, so much fun, a lot of great artists.
And don't forget the fashions. Jennifer, I bet you still have some leg warmers.
And Tanya, I bet you still have some Jordache jeans.
You know, I don't have any of those anymore, but I've got a few door knocker earrings, bamboo earrings, at least two pair. That's what LL Cool J said all the around-the-way girls must have. And believe it or not, they're still in style. I want a girl with extensions in her hair,
bamboo earrings, at least two pair. My, well, we have covered a lot of things this week, and from Chinese New Year to the 80s. Tanya, where else can we find some more information?
WHYY.org/things to do, where you can find the Midwinter Antique Show in South Jersey.
Thank you for all the wonderful options you provide every week. Have a great weekend.
You too.